This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I said earlier in the broadcast that this show is dedicated to Robert Bob Mueller, special counsel. That's code talk for Democrat fixer. And I call the show Mueller Time. If you've got the time, we've got the smear. Robert Mueller beer. Anyway, glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Mueller is more crooked than British teeth. We're going to focus on him today. I'm going to interject other news because that's what we have to do. Things that I find interesting. Things that I think fit the narrative. See, Robert Mueller is just a symptom of everything that leftism represents. They present him as an amazing guy, a man of character. Straight-laced. You know, unimpeachable credentials and so on and so forth. When it's quite the opposite. See, the people like Mueller, once they are part of that elite system, I'm telling you, reality for them goes out the window. They don't know how the real world works. He's been used to, for people going, oh, Bob, 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 Ram. And so he's been in the elite his entire life, and he's a good-looking guy. You know what he kind of looks like? He looks like the two brothers. That, but the one that's got the crooked nose, what's his name? And I can't remember these guys' name. But, he's an actor. But he looks like, the name escapes me. But anyway, Mueller looks like this guy. And in his youth, good looking guy, good athlete, tall, money. I mean, he had it all. This guy hasn't worked for anything. It has been laid out. His life has been put, just boom, here you go. And so, there is no connection to the real world. He's looking at it as, okay, look, we got to fix all these problems that the Democrats have created, and I've got a system in place that is geared to do that. He never counted on a dude who came up, quite frankly, as wealthy as he did, but from a blue-collar perspective, and he's now slugging it out in a fist fight with Donald Trump. It's a fight he won't win. He cannot win this fight. Anyway, who am I? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. See, I'm what's called a risk advisor. You're listening to you. Kevin, you're a TV guy fired from Fox. But I was on there for a while, right? But you're a TV guy. You're a smart dude. You know, you got it going on, whatever. You're a radio guy. No, I'm a risk advisor. That's my real role to you. That's what I did in the past as a management consultant. I looked at risk. I mean, I did a host of other things. I could tell you what's going on in your infrastructure. Oh, you know, you got too much inventory, this, that, and the other. Your supply chain's way off. You know, you're sitting on too much cash. You don't have enough cash. You're vulnerable here, whatever. But what business boils down to and what life boils down to, quite honestly, is a question of risk. What's the return on reward when I do blankety blank? It's all an ROI. Now, we can put the emotional content and say, well, I'm not going to do an ROI on this woman I love. But there is an ROI. You pick the wrong woman or man, you know, whatever you pick. And it could go bad and the risk can get augmented. And that's what that's what it boils down to. And Mueller is a huge risk. I don't just point out risk to conservatives. I point out risk to leftists, too. Yeah. Mueller's a huge risk to them right now. He can't do his job if leftists keep being criminals. He can't do his job without the infrastructure in place to do that, without all the risk elements mitigated. And that means, you know, admit anyone? That means the FBI, that means the CIA, the NSA, the FISA courts, the president, all the people necessary to let him do his job, the people that are willing to go, Bob, we get it, wink, wink, we understand. He's got many risks for the Democrats, many risks for the leftist. I'll start with Hillary Clinton. Do you understand the risk that she poses to them? I mean, if she weren't as powerful as she was, she would be. I'm just telling you, the metaphorical bullet to the brain. They would say, hey, Hillary, you're going to get made tomorrow. They bring into the room like Pecci and Goodfellas. And the next thing you hear out of Hillary's mouth is, oh, no. And it would be the end. But she's powerful enough to where she's fighting that off. It's not going to last. Trust me. Listen to Kevin Jackson, folks. I've been telling you stuff all along. I got a buddy out there, Carl, listens to him, and a host of other people in Utah and Oregon and Texas and a host of other places. And I'm telling all of you what's going to happen. I've analyzed the risk. Hillary Clinton is a huge risk to Mueller, the fixer. See, Mueller's job is just to fix. He's gotten away with it up to this point. Go look at his record. Mueller is a failed fixer, but everything comes to place because, you know, people cover and make things happen. Yeah. You know who's the next big risk for the Democrats? Barack Obama. Huge risk. All these roads lead back to Barack Obama. He's a huge risk. Mueller needed Obama. It was easy to keep all the things in place. With Barack Obama, we were scandal-free. We never have a scandal in my administration. Yeah. He had all the fixes in. Comey was a fixer, a junior-level fixer. You know, Hillary Clinton a fixer. And on and on. So you got all these fixers. Leftism in general. Mueller, it's not his job to fix it, but he has to fix it in a strange sort of way. They brought it on to him. Now, I could talk about their ideology around borders, around taxes, around foreign policy. Their need to be right, even when they're wrong. Their inability to apologize. Their psychopathic nature. That's what Mueller's in trouble with. The psychopathic nature of leftism. That's what's gotten them to where they are right now, to where they have to bring in the top fixer. And the top fixer really isn't that good at his job, and he's certainly not good at it when all the infrastructure is out of place. But go back and look at Comey and HSBC, where Mueller was over the FBI. Comey and the Clintons were in the midst of a fraud, a money laundering scheme and a fraud with the Clinton administration. And Mueller, boop, looked the other way. Comey fixed it. Mueller made sure that nobody got involved and everybody was good. They wiped their hands of it, and that was the end of that. Those days are over, folks. So I want to talk to you about all these fixers. I want to talk to you about the biggest risk that the Democrats face, one that they cannot overcome, the biggest risk they've ever faced in their careers, and it's Donald Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This may be one of the best articles about Robert Mueller that I've seen. Holy cow, Victor David Hansen. Dude is amazing. I met him not too long ago down in Florida. Just amazing. Here's what he writes. I'm going to bring this to life as much as I can, but I'm telling you, this is amazing. Robert Mueller's legal team may write a damning report on Trump's ethics based mostly on flipping minor former business associates of Trump's and transient campaign officials by threatening them with long prison sentences. So far, we know that the U.S. government decided to intervene in a political campaign to help one candidate and to smear the other under the pretext of Russian collusion. And so it hired or made use of spies and informants, including Hank Greenberg, Stefan Halper, Felix Sater, and others to contact Trump campaign officials to catch them in supposed collusion traps. It enlisted the help of a foreign intelligence agency, specifically the British and Australians. It misled FISA courts into granting warrants to spy on Americans and post factum threatened long prison sentences with those surveilled and interviewed. I just want to stop right there. By the way, it's Kevin Jackson here listening to KJRadio.com. I'm reading from a Hoover Institute fellow I think senior fellow, Victor David Hansen, one of the best writers, one of the best minds, one of the best historians I've ever had the privilege and honor to meet. He goes on to say this: as a result, it is so far found no collusion, but may well find some misleading statements in hundreds of hours of testimony from the likes of Michael Cohen, Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, George Papadopoulos, and perhaps Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone. Mueller cannot fulfill the hype of the past 18 months, which forecast that the All-Stars, the Dream Team, and the Mueller Army would make short work of the supposedly buffoonish Trump by proving that he colluded with Russia to swing an election. Collusion, remember, was hyped as doing what the Logan Act, the Emoluments Clause, the 25th Amendment, impeachment, media frenzy, and assassination chic rhetoric had not. He's telling you all the things that led up to what the Mueller was going to bring all of this to bear. It was going to do what the Logan Act couldn't do. The Emoluments Clause, the 25th Amendment, the impeachment of, we're going to impeach him. You remember Mad Max? And all the people saying Trump needs to be brought down. Leftists openly and blatantly talking about killing the president. He goes on to say this: by indicting a number of minor characters on charges that so far have nothing to do with collusion, for purported crimes mostly committed after the special counsel appointment, Mueller has emphasized the quantity rather than the quality of the indictments. Mueller was tasked to find collusion, itself not a crime, committed during 2015 and 2016, and not to prompt more purported crimes by setting perjury traps and purported obstruction of justice liabilities. If in May of 2017, the frenzied media had known that 18 months later, Mueller would end up targeting the provocateur Roger Stone and InfoWars' Jerome Corsi, it would have been sorely humiliated. I have to tell you, I got to stop there for just a second and say, if that is the extent that you've gotten to in this whole thing, wow. Hansen's right. What a shame. And what a scam. And that's exactly what this is. He says, Mueller has already weaponized politics, making a crime out of tawdry business of operation research, but only sort of, since his interests in doing so are highly selective. And so his chief legacy will have little to do with whatever he finds on Donald Trump. He's already established a precedent that there is now no real equality under the law, at least as Americans once understood fair play and blind justice. So true. Well, I read an article the other day of a guy, Walther, a leftist, and he says, you know what? This is the most lopsided thing. It's so lopsided, it's embarrassingly so. This is a guy that said Mueller is creating a crisis within the leftist, within the progressive movement. He's making us look like we're on witch hunts, which, by the way, they are. He says this: once Mueller deviated from his prime directive of determining whether Donald Trump colluded, sought help from the Russians to win the 2016 election in exchange for the promise of later benefits, and turned to indicting political operatives for supposedly giving false testimonies about political shenanigans and engaging in illegal business practices, lobbying, tax avoidance, he either knowingly or unknowingly established a precedent that serial misdeeds of 2016 would be treated unequally under the law. He goes on. Russian collusion. The 13 Russian nationals from whom Mueller symbolically indicted will not come to the United States to face trial, and they will certainly never be extradited, a fact known by Mueller. Yet Christopher Steele, a British subject and de facto unregistered foreign agent, is imminently indictable and extraditable. He was paid through two firewalls, Fusion GPS and Perkins Coie, by Hillary Clinton to tap Russian resources to compile a smear dossier on her opponent with the intent of warping the U.S. election. A classic example of foreign agent interference in an American campaign. If we were to take away that one purchased document, then the FISA court warrants the informants and all the CIA, FBI, and DOJ machinations would likely have disappeared or never arisen. So that one thing is the catalyst for all that we're talking about. Obama administration officials, Bruce Orr, whose wife worked on the dossier, at Justice, Bruce Orr at Justice, James Comey at the FBI, John Brennan at the CIA, all in some manner colluded with Steele, either directly or indirectly, to monitor the Trump campaign and then to seed the dossier among government agencies and courts, both to ensure its leakage and to brand it with the stamp of official seriousness, warranting investigations and media sensationalism. And then what's interesting, I swear, this is where I had to go back and look. They said this dossier was put in forth like years earlier. And the only thing they did is they took out whoever's name was in there at the time and they put Trump. And I went back and looked at it. It is identical, except you take one name out and put another name in. It would be like we're taking out Reagan and putting in Trump. I don't remember who it was, though. But check it out. It's a fact. He says, in another related matter of Russian collusion, Barack Obama, in a hot mic exchange with then-Russian President Dmitry Medvedev in March of 2012, 8 months before Obama's re-election as Medvedev, to give Putin the assurance that if Putin would give Obama space during a re-election campaign, then Obama would in turn have more flexibilities on issues such as missile defense after my election. I'll come back and talk a little bit more about that quid pro quo in just a bit. Keep it here.
Jackson Radio Show.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, was sentenced to 3 years in prison for campaign finance violations and lying to Congress. March 6th is when Cohen will have to report to prison.
Still lots of reaction coming into President Trump's meeting at the White House yesterday with Congressman Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer, Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs on whether a bill can get passed this year.
I would say, first of all, we could do it a couple ways, but the House needs to do it. I think we need to do it as a separate standalone bill and not part of a funding bill. Another way we could do it is actually pass out the budget itself and then do it in a reconciliation. I mean, there are some ways we could get this done. It would take a lot of work. It would take some time. We might have to stay here a little bit longer than people want, but I'm willing to do that, and I would urge my colleagues to be willing to do that, too.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Man, I love days like today. We have a ton to talk about. Ton. I'm covering Victor David Hansen's post on Robert Mueller. I could go into the Comey stuff as well, and we will. But, and look, I know Kevin Hart was under attack. Comedian Kevin Hart, he was supposed to host the Oscars or the Grammys or something, one of those award shows that nobody should be watching, that the left pays, you know, millions and millions of dollars to discuss, you know, how great they are. And anyway, Kevin Hart was going to host, and he fell under controversy for tweets that he made a while back where he said this. He said, you know, something along the lines of, if my son, I would not want my son to be gay. And if I saw my son playing with a dollhouse, I'd smash it. Now, look, in the scheme of things that you can say anti-gay, I think that's pretty lame. Furthermore, I know many people who've said that. For the record, I'll say it myself. I have four sons. I would not want any of them to be gay. I think boys should be boys and girls should be girls. If they were, I'd accept it. How's that? Maybe if you're gay and you had kids, you go, I mean, if you adopted them or you in vitro or whatever, however gay people do what they do. If you had kids and you went, I would want my kids to be homosexual. I would hope that they would not grow up to be heterosexual. I wouldn't be mad at you. I'd go, you know what? If you like your lifestyle that much, congratulations. I like nature. I like procreation. I like the idea that we can continue the human race. That, count me ugly. Call me a bigot. You know, I don't want to see two male lions humping each other. I don't. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think it's kind of weird. And I think the nature shows would be going, well, this is a bit out of the ordinary, but we will come back to this one. Because let me tell you what would happen to that particular pride, okay? I know there's a lot to be said about gay pride, but gay lion prides will not survive. But this is Kevin Hart. He's under attack for this. Ocasio-Cortez is in the news. She attacked a private citizen, Donald Trump Jr. I'll get to that. We are living in a world that I don't even know what's happening. And what's funny, when I get to that story, I'm going to tell you just how big the hypocrisy is on the left. So we're going to get to all that. But I'm talking about Victor David Hansen's writings on Mueller. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Comey had a hearing with the judge the other day. This was over the week, last weekend. I believe it was on a Thursday or Friday. And here's what he says. Grateful for a fair hearing from judge. Hard to protect my rights without being in contempt. See, that's a hint right there, which I don't believe in. So we'll sit in the dark. But Republicans agree I'm free to talk when done and transcript released in 24 hours. This is the closest I can get to public testimony. He's already in cover-up mode. But I want to go back to Victor David Hansen's thing I've been talking about all day, and I hope you go back to the podcast, kjradio.com, and hear the rest, because I'm putting it in perspective. But David Hansen, he's now gotten to the FBI part of the investigation. He says, speaking of FBI informants, quite a different one has testified that Putin's Russia had sent millions of dollars to a U.S. lobbying firm in hopes of persuading Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to use her influence with federal officials to close the so-called Rosatom Uranium One deal. At roughly the same time, Bill Clinton was given a lucrative $500,000 fee for speaking in Moscow, while millions of dollars from Uranium One investors had poured into the Clinton Foundation, which, after Clinton's 2016 defeat, has seen its contributions precipitously decline. In another related matter of Russian collusion, Barack Obama in a hot mic exchange with then-Russian Medvedev, and he went on to talk about that, he says that there was quid pro quo was clarified 6 months later when an unusually quiet Putin darkly announced to the world that any deployment of U.S.-led NATO missile defense systems would be targeted against Russia and a Romney administration, as compared with the actions in supposedly less bellicose Obama presidency. And after expressing no interest in interfering in an American election, Putin clearly made it evident that he preferred an Obama victory. Now, I'm just saying, if you want to look at Russian collusion and direct, you know, here's the quid pro quo, Victor David Hansen just gave it to you. Most observers, he says, now laugh off the entire sordid incident. But in the present climate, if Donald Trump had been caught in a similar hot mic exchange with a top Russian official, and had Putin later expressed the idea that he preferred a Trump presidency to a Democratic one, and had a U.S.-led defense missile system effort abruptly stalled in Eastern Europe, then Robert Mueller would be hot on Trump's trail. Given that such an overt quid pro quo benefiting a candidate's re-election campaign is far more explicit than anything Mueller's 18-month investigation has yet turned up. Wow, this is beautiful stuff. Perjury and false testimony, he goes to now. He says Bruce Orr filed a false federal disclosure affidavit, and that he did not reveal, as required, that his wife was employed by Fusion GPS to work on the Steele dossier. Nor did he disclose that after the election he'd been in contact with Steele, offering his help in the effort to find proof of collusion. James Comey, along with Andrew McCabe, Rod Rosenstein, Sally Yates, at various times submitted requests to the FISA court, that deliberately never disclosed that their chief evidence for such surveillance was, 1, paid by Hillary Clinton. Instead, the applications claimed vaguely that it was a product of generic opposition research, likely and by design confusing its Republican primary origins with its maturity under Clinton auspices. So what he's saying is they all knew it was Clinton's work. 2, used as a circular source for news accounts produced in turn to establish its FIDES. And 3, unsubstantiated and either not fact-checked or found to be impossible to verify. And finally, 4, compiled by an author already dismissed by the FBI as an unreliable asset. That's what it took to get the investigation going. Now, you could stop right there and say, everybody involved in the food chain should be in federal prison right now. You don't have to go any further. Who's Mueller indicting? I'm telling you guys, over the weekend, I looked at this situation in 500 different ways, maybe more. I really did. I went back and said, Mueller's got no way out here. This Clinton Foundation investigation that's brewing and that will come up this week, the testimony will come this week from the whistleblower, is going to rock the foundation of the Democrats. And I know Carl's out there, and many, Kevin, we keep saying it. Guys, the wheels of justice move slowly, but they're moving faster than they ever would have in any other circumstance. So it may take a week or two or three or a month. This is not good news. And let me tell you something. You should be celebrating. You should be jumping up and down, clapping your feet, you know, getting ready for your holiday parties, your Christmas parties, your Hanukkahs, and all everything else. Not Kwanzaa, but all these things, because you are about to be vindicated in ways that you wouldn't believe. And the Democrats are, every time they open their mouths, whether it's Adam Schiff or Chuck Schumer or Jerry Nadler talking about, we got to give Mueller protection and we got to do this, they are putting a nail in the coffin. So here's what he goes on to say. Either Andrew McCabe or James Comey has likely perjured himself, or both may have. I think it's both. Their conflicting testimonies about leaking information to the media and the relative importance of the Steele dossier for FISA warrants cannot be reconciled. And that's why James Comey offered that ominous thing. Well, you know, right now I sit in the dark. I can't say anything, but the truth will come out in 24 hours. Well, the truth is out. Yeah, trust me, you're going to be, we're all going to be analyzing it. So wait. I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say. 844-551-8255. He says this. Comey deliberately leaked memos of presidential conversations to a friend in the media. These memos were classified as secret or confidential, perhaps in at least one case actually contained classified information. His intent, according to his own testimony, was to alter the nature of the Department of Justice investigation by having a special counsel appointed. A short time after, Robert Mueller, a friend and former working associate of Comey's, was appointed. Now think about this. Comey is asking for this guy to be appointed, and he knows all the information leading up to this is wrong. So he leaked this information in order to get Robert Mueller on the case. Wow. You can't ignore this. John Brenner has never fully or honestly explained his conversations with Senator Harry Reid concerning the dossier, or Reid's purported version that Brennan was briefing Reid in order to make sure that such intelligence, leaked widely, would be seeded with the FBI. And the FBI never explained whether at the height of the presidential campaign it hired informants to be inserted into the Trump campaign or to associate with minor Trump officials in order to draw them out about the Steele dossier or set perjury traps. Are you starting to get the picture here, folks? We got one more segment on this, and then I'm going to move on. But I'm telling you, these guys are toast. They are toast. They're scrambling in D.C. You better thank your lucky stars that we got Donald Trump elected.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today.
ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hi folks, it's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I've been highlighting an article by Victor David Hansen that essentially condemns Comey, Mueller, Brennan, practically everybody associated with the Obama administration and the Clintons. And it's not written mean-spirited. It's just written matter-of-fact. So he goes on to say, Brennan never faced consequences for admittedly lying under oath to Congress about collateral damage and surveillance of Senate staff computers. Clapper, likewise, admittedly lied to Congress about NSA surveillance and faced no consequences. Has any administration ever had its top two intelligence officials admit to lying under oath on matters of national policy and security and with impunity to a congressional committee? Both Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills likely lied to the FBI investigators about their extent of knowledge of Clinton's private email servers. In Orwellian fashion, FBI investigator Peter Strzok claimed that Abedin and Mills were not truthful to federal investigators, while he concluded that General Flynn, Trump's first national security advisor, had been. Yet Flynn was targeted for giving false information to federal officials, while Abedin and Mills never were. Of course, Clinton herself lied when she insisted that she had transmitted no classified information over the server. She had destroyed 30,000 emails Congress had subpoenaed, all without any criminal liability. Then we found out those subpoenas, this is me talking about this myself now, were directly tied to Putin. In Abedin's, when WikiLeaks found Abedin's emails, they found that they were directly tied to Putin. Directly. Obstruction of justice, he says. Bruce Orr was a justice official, was negotiating with Fusion GPS on various matters his spouse was employed with him to research the Steele dossier. Glenn Simpson deliberately misled a congressional investigation about his post-election efforts to collect anti-Trump information, sought to disguise the fact that he was actively operating with donors and activists to smear the Trump team during the transition to the White House. No one's ever seriously investigated the activities of Daniel Jones, who worked for Fusion GPS and was apparently a former FBI agent and staff investigator for Senator Dianne Feinstein, who as a freelancer received millions of dollars from anti-Trump donors, reportedly Silicon Valley activists and George Soros, and after Trump was president in March 2017 met with FBI officials to share information gathered by his Penn Quarter group designed to harm the Trump presidency. Meanwhile, now I'm going to stop for a second, Dianne Feinstein has a spy driving for her. Just want to let you know, that was what was going on with her. Andrew McCabe's spouse was a recipient of huge contributions from the Clinton-affiliated super PAC for her 2016 presidency in Virginia. Not much later, her husband was tasked to exercise key oversight in the Clinton email scandal. Rod Rosenstein, appointed Mueller as a special counsel, signed a dubious FISA warrant request. Such surveillance was apparently useful to his appointee, Mueller's ability to issue indictments against a minor Trump official. Was Mueller ever going to examine whether Rosenstein improperly helped produce a FISA warrant that was central to his own investigation? Great question. Podesta Brothers, long ties with the Russian business interests, approximating Paul Manafort's own Russian connections, and John Podesta occupied a key role in Hillary Clinton's reelection bid, analogous to Manafort's in the Trump campaign, with the difference that he was never fired, but played an increasingly important role in Clinton's campaign efforts. Leaking an improper transfer of classified information. I don't even really need to get into that. It's pretty much known. James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, all of them, all tried to smear a guy named Carter Page. They were deliberately leaking government documents and communications to the media for the expressed intent of harming a presidential campaign and transition. CNN, relying on government and congressional officials, leaks, falsely reported a number of damaging stories. That transition official Anthony Scaramucci had colluded with a Russian financial official about easing sanctions. That Donald Trump knew in advance of a meeting that his son had agreed to with a Russian operator. That Trump Jr. knew in advance of the contents of WikiLeaks Podesta trove. That James Comey would testify to Congress that he never had assured Trump he was not under investigation. All fake news stuff. This is, folks, wow. I'm not kidding you. It's to the point now, and I've written about this many times. Robert Mueller, James Comey, none of them can fix this. They can't fix this. It's time for Democrats to go, you know what? I got nowhere to go. And that's what's happening. That's why you got people going, I'm going to testify before you now because the case can hit the fan. Look, but I want you to consider yourself. You as conservatives, we know what's been going on, okay? And you know that there's the Hillary Clintons and the Barack Obamas and all the Brennans and all these high-level people that we've mentioned. But there's a layer or two below them that are going, we were part of this. We're the underlings that made these things happen. Who's going to go to prison? What would you do if you knew you're an administrative assistant to the man and you know everything that he's doing and you don't say, and the FBI and ever suddenly the worms turn? You were protected before. Maybe there was some big overseeing organization and the boss said, hey, don't worry about that. We got protection of, you know, blah, blah, blah is protecting us above. And you're like, whoo, thank goodness, because we would be in trouble. And then suddenly there's a big power shift at the top. What happens? Well, let me tell you what happens. It's kind of like when lions, new set of lions take over the pride. Yeah, the big lions that they took over from, they get banished into the wasteland. But they're free. You want to know what happens to the cubs? They're killed. And all those people understand they're cubs. Victor David Hansen says, in sum, a group of Obama administrations and officials, Obama administration officials and appointees in 2016 colluded with Clinton campaign personnel to ensure that Donald Trump would not be elected in 2016 and later to make sure that his transition in early presidency would fail or be aborted. Such officials took great risk. Some 25 FBI and DOJ officials subsequently retired or were fired or reassigned. In working with foreign interests such as Christopher Steele and by extension his Russian sources to break U.S. laws, to attempt to warp an election in the belief that there was almost no chance that Trump would be elected. In a Clinton presidency, their beyond the call of duty insurance work would be rewarded rather than punished. I want you to understand, I'm stopping for a second to tell you, that is exactly what these guys counted on. They said, you know what? Trump's not going to get elected. We've got this complete cabal. We've got all these agencies. We've got the deck stacked. There's no way he wins. And you know what's going to happen? We're going to be high-fiving each other because the Democrats were so used to winning. They were so used to those other Republicans, the Republicans that can't even sell the concept that they freed the slaves and fought for the civil rights of black people, that they let that get stolen. And Donald Trump steps in and says, uh-uh, you're not getting away with it. You're all swamp rats. I know it. You know it. And I'm about to break this thing open. And you know who did the work that only the good Lord could shine down his grace on it? You did. Because let me tell you something. If you didn't get Trump elected in this election, we aren't having this conversation. It would have been over. I want you to imagine a Brennan, a Clapper, and all these people in place, that apparatus that they would have kept in place, the Rosensteins and the various others, Comey would be canonized. I don't know what he would have become. He would have been, this man would have been filthy rich. He would have been made into a god for them. They would have said, James, we don't know how you did it. That move that you did with Hillary, it was a little tricky at the end there, but you got it done. And he would have been, I played that one right. Anyway, Victor David Hansen goes on, these efforts failed to stop Trump from winning. They did not derail his transition, let deliberate leaking to the media of now stale Steele dossier research from FBI informants planted among minor Trump campaign officials and improperly warranted government surveillance of former Trump-related officials created a media frenzy out of which a fired James Comey helped engineer a new lever against Trump, the special counsel. In the subsequent 18 months, Mueller assembled a highly partisan team of lawyers, investigators that included a number of Clinton donors, lawyers who had represented either the Clinton Foundation, a Clinton aide, an Obama official, and rank anti-Trump partisans such as Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. Their task was to investigate the charges of Russian collusion as planted by those in the government and the Christopher Steele and his abettors. Such skullduggery poses the question of whether Mueller's investigation has been simply derailed by partisanship, or has it effectively served as a deliberate distraction from felonious behavior of dozens of Obama administration and Clinton campaign officials, all determined to ensure by any means necessary that Trump would never be president? I got to leave it there. We got more to talk about coming up. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.